from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
As Greenpeace raises another nuclear shipment alert, findings linking nuclear factory to high levels of leukemia. Antiguan authorities treating the murder of the British teacher as a tragic loss, and why Lara is back in form. I'm Orin Gordon, and this is... The environmental group Greenpeace is once again raising an alert about a nuclear waste shipment from France to Japan. Greenpeace says the ship, the Pacific Teal, will sail from France next Thursday. According to the group, the preferred route is through the Caribbean Sea and the Panama Canal, but protests by Caribbean nations appear to have temporarily blocked this. An alternative route, they say, is round the Horn of Africa into the Indian Ocean. When we contacted British Nuclear Fuels Limited, their spokesman, Bill Atherton, referred us to a previous statement outlining a long, unblemished safety record of nuclear shipments. Mr. Anderton declined to be interviewed, but said that information about the shipment will be communicated a day or two before the ship's departure. He added, a statement is imminent. Greenpeace spokesman Damon Moglen says that makes a mockery of the concerns of Caribbean governments.
Basically, the British government, the French government, and the Japanese government are unwilling to provide countries in the Caribbean with prior notification and consultation, despite the fact that millions of people are going to be put to risk by this dangerous transport.
But given what some would consider their impressive record of safety, as outlined in their statement, which you've seen, they surely don't need to give long advance notice of such shipments, because accidents haven't taken place in the past. They're very likely to argue.
Well, I think one could say, for example, that we've been driving automobiles for tens and tens of years, but that doesn't stop accidents from happening.